Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. I'm Dan Ratcliffe. During the week, you'll find your local news for Marietta, Kennesaw, Smyrna, and all of Cobb County right here. And on Sundays, like today, you'll find the Cobb Life podcast with the editor of Cobb Life magazine, Katie Ruth Camp.
Everyone loves a winner when they're in your corner. With over 40 years of experience, Johnson & Alday can help you win in a variety of scenarios. Whether it's an auto accident, slip and fall, dog bite, or anything in between, Johnson & Alday can help you win. And here's the best part. They are so confident in their detailed process that they won't charge you a dime until your recovery for an injury claim has been secured. Visit them online at johnsonallday.com or call 678-785-9595 to get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Cobb Life podcast. As always, this is Cobb Life editor Katie Ruth Camp, and today I have with me Stephanie Costin. And if you know anything about the Marietta Square, I'm sure you know Stephanie by now. And if you don't, then I don't know where you've been hiding. But now, Stephanie is the operations director for the Historic Marietta Square Branding Project, or the Branding Project, as we call it most of the time. And with that, she's in charge of so many things, but most notably for what we're going to talk about today, the Marietta Artisan Market, the Marietta Square First Friday Art Walk, which just started by the time this comes out on Sunday, 2 days ago, would have been the first one back. So,
yes.
Yay!
Hooray.
As well as the Winter Wonderland Committee, which puts on all of the Christmas stuff on the square. So welcome, Stephanie.
Thank you for having me. What a nice way to kick off our art walk season.
Yeah, I know. So for people who are unfamiliar with the art walk, kind of describe what it is, how it got started, kind of the genesis of all of this.
So the art walk is First Friday. It's evolved over the years. I think it started about 12 years ago. I've been here about 5 years, but I believe it was about 12 years. And it was originally April through November. And we've expanded it now to its year-round, which I think has been great for the community. But the galleries, we have a very culturally rich square gallery life here. And on the first Fridays, they have their openings. So we center around the gallery openings, and the shops stay open late. And then we place artists around the square, and musicians, and occasionally we'll have a dance troupe come, and it's just a festive, fun night for people to stroll the square and eat and dine and, you know, have a cocktail and look at beautiful art.
Well, and I know people are so excited to get out now more than ever after almost over a year of being stuck in our homes.
I think that's been the big challenge for what I've done over the last year is trying to find ways to give people things to look forward to, give them things they can do, and do it in a safe way. And the community has really responded in a beautiful way to that.
Yeah. So I know a lot of the galleries went through and kind of started their own like virtual art walks since you couldn't physically have the art walk because it's on – correct me if I'm wrong, but I know it's on the sidewalks of the square. So technically it's city property. And so they were trying to follow all of the COVID-19 guidelines set forth by the governor. But now that those have been lifted.
Yes, thank goodness.
I know.
Yeah. And you know what? That has been really amazing to watch how the galleries and the restaurants and the shops have become so creative in the way that they reached out. And the candy store provided goodie bags that they would deliver to homes. And the galleries did online art walk. And the restaurants, you know, really came up with very fundamentally different ways than what they've ever done to get takeout to people and their boxed meals and all. So I think there's been some really good changes that will go forward. We started a monthly drive-in movie during the middle of COVID. And it's been fantastic. It's in the parking lot of Marietta Square Market. And people have really responded. And as the COVID laws are lifted, as the rules are lifted, it just gets easier and easier.
Yeah.
Because we can have more people. And it's just
a lot of fun.
Well,
then you can bring chairs instead of your car.
Right. Bring the chairs. I mean, for the Christmas one, we had people bring Christmas lights and light the cars.
Oh, my gosh.
It was fantastic.
How cute.
So I think there's some things that we've really learned in this that we would not have ever had the opportunity to really delve into.
What do you think makes art walks so special? Why do you think people have been so excited to get this back?
The energy is palpable. It's just a very interesting vibe. Mm-hmm. And on a night like tonight, it's going to be beautiful weather.
Yeah.
And people, it's great date night. It's great for teenagers. It's great for collectors. It's really just a fun way to spend your evening. It's completely accessible. And that's our goal, too, is we really want the art to be accessible and admired by everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's kind of something for everyone.
Well, and I think, too, it's interesting because the city lifted a lot of its bans on open containers. So people can get a glass of wine and walk around the square and look at all the art.
And that Friday nights also, historically, you could always do that on Friday nights.
Okay.
And so that's been really kind of one of the big lures for that, too. And then during COVID, the city did lift the ban on that. So on the weekends, you can walk around with your cocktails. So we definitely see that energy, which is fun and just it makes it festive for people.
Well, in full disclosure, I do handmade jewelry on the side. So I'm doing art walk tonight. Well, I guess when you're listening to this, I did art walk on Friday night.
And it was a huge success.
And it was awesome. It was so great. But I do have to say, when people have a little bit of alcohol in them, it helps with the sales.
They do like to purchase things. Yes.
Coffee and wine hit people a little bit differently when they're trying to decide whether or not to buy
Saturday
burgers.
Morning artisan market is all about the coffee.
Yes.
Friday night art walk, all about the wine.
So let's transition into that. So I know you're over the artisan market as well.
Yes.
Kind of tell people if they've never been a part of that, because I know a lot of times people get that confused with a farmer's market.
They do. and that's arguably extremely easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
While Branding Project doesn't run the farmer's market, we work super close together and we plan everything together. In fact, I just left putting out the signs there, helping with the farmer's market signs.
Uh-huh.
The artisan market is a completely different vibe. It is more market. It is more makers than always as much artists.
Mm-hmm.
So it's much larger, it's tents, and it's has always been the second and fourth Saturday, and it was on the street. So during COVID, of course, we couldn't do that because of the city structures.
Right.
And then one of our landowners here on the square called me and said, "What can we do? We need these things back."
Yeah.
And he said, "You can have my parking lot." And so it's been fantastic because we went to every weekend then because we could. And, you know, the thing with this is most of these are local. They're local artists. And some of them, this is their full-time job, is festivals and things.
Mm-hmm.
And they had literally gone months without any income.
Yeah.
And I would say out of the 40 that we'll have tomorrow, there's probably 15 of them that this is their livelihood.
Wow.
And to be able to get that back up in May and to bring the energy, because there's a different energy on Saturday mornings when the farmers and the artists are here. The square bustles, the restaurants are full.
Yes.
It has been a pleasure to get to do it. It really has.
And how long does that run? What's the season for that?
That, I don't know what we'll do with the new season. It's always March to a holiday market in December.
Mm-hmm.
During COVID, we did it during the winter, too, just because people needed it. And we were amazed at how many people would bundle up and come out because it was outdoors. It was a safe environment. And people seemed to enjoy at least being close to people, if not 6 feet close to people. So I don't know. It'll probably go back to March.
And are you going to keep it every Saturday, do you think?
Most of the time, I think we will. You know, as we go through, when we get into, thankfully, getting Chalktoberfest and July 4th and all of those wonderful city events back, we will not do them on those weekends. But yeah, I think we're hoping to be able to keep it year-round.
Yeah. I did a market in Cartersville this past weekend, and the couple next to me, they're one of those types of people where this is their livelihood.
Yeah.
And, you know, they had done Big Shanty. They've done a couple other things before, and they were just saying that goodness, these things are opening back up because, I mean, I know they said during Big Shanty they sold out of all of their stuff because I think people are just ready to get out and support local makers and it's still safe, you know, to walk around.
Well, you know, I have had a few directors of these different festivals contact me because we were up just because our situation was different in having the location that we had.
Right.
And we were very distanced and we had masks and we're checking temperatures and everything. But they've called and said, okay, how did you make that happen? Because we have all these people.
Yeah.
You know, people in Blue Ridge who are not, they can't come down here and do these markets. It's just too much to do.
Yeah,
and some of them do. But I've tried to help them, you know, facilitate getting up and running as fast as they can. Because there's so much great stuff out there. much creativity.
Well, and I think a lot of people too, quarantine may have helped, at least in my case, because I knew how to make a few things.
Yes.
But, you know, I was like, well, I'm not going to sit here and watch Netflix all day. So I'm going to go to YouTube University and learn all the things that I always wanted to learn. And
I think there's a lot of people. There's a few at our market on Saturday that they really didn't realize that they had the talent that they have because they'd never been able to give it the time.
Right. Right.
And now they have really beautiful stuff.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to talk to you about Winter Wonderland and all the things coming up with that.
Engineer Solutions of Georgia.
Hey, Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Okay, we are back with Stephanie Costin with the Branding Project. So everyone who has been to the square around Christmas time and in July in past years has seen a lot of Santa Claus, a lot of decorations and
a lot. Just say it.
Yeah,
it's a lot.
It's a lot. And I don't know how y'all do it. I know the Hadleys are on your
team,
and they do a lot of work for Cobb Life. They're basically our main photographers for Cobb Life. So I know that they're very heavily involved in that as well. Talk about the amount of work that goes into that. Because I saw you guys posted on social media, I think it was a week or two ago, that you had met. So you're already planning everything.
I mean, we're year-round.
Yeah.
From January to March, we'll meet about once a month. Mm-hmm. And then starting in June, we'll meet every 2 weeks. And then October, it's every week. And it is just, this little team is amazing. It is the Hadleys. They're the photographers. Mm-hmm. And they have taken Santa photography to a whole different level. You know, no matter what challenge you throw at them, and we have thrown some challenges at them, they come up with just amazing stuff. And we have such a positive response from families. Because they take candids the whole time, and we give people those shots, too.
Mm-hmm. It's not just the grip and
grin. It's not just that. Yeah. People absolutely love it, and they're just such a pleasure to work with. And, you know, during COVID, this time last year, we weren't sure that there would be a Winter Wonderland. Mm-hmm. And then as we got to the summer, we just really couldn't imagine not having Santa Claus on the square. And we began to see pictures that other people were doing. And God bless them. Everybody did the best they could do. Mm-hmm. But they were doing virtual, and they were putting Santa behind glass, and they were doing things that made us really, really sad.
Yeah.
So this little team that includes a couple of business people and Lindsay Coleman from Ghost Tours and Maggie and Rachel from Parks and Rec. I mean, it's just this really big team. Mm-hmm. Ideate came up with the idea that if we had a backdrop, we could set Santa against it. And we kind of cheated. It's what Disney was doing with their character visits. Mm-hmm. And put Santa against the backdrop and put the kids 6 feet in front of him. And then when the Hadleys took the photos, you would lose the distance between them.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
So the photos look fantastic. And we found a picture that had been taken by a local and had it blown up. And it turned out great. And the people, I mean, we saw 1,600 families this year.
1,600. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
It was great. And, you know, we were super proud of being able to make that happen.
Yeah.
It was a much welcomed sort of thing that felt almost normal.
Yeah.
In the middle of everything.
I did still miss his little house in the square.
I know. We missed the house. We did
so
miss
cute.
The house. Yeah. But I think from the Hadleys' point of view, they loved what we did. I mean, we may continue. We had most of our visits were at the History Museum.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was just really a great fit. So we may go back to that again.
Yeah, because I think I stopped by to give them something or something, and Santa Andy was there. And,
yes.
And I directed him in a photo shoot before because we had him on our cover
for
our holiday issue. And so I got my picture made with
of
Santa that
did.
Day.
Yes.
I wasn't planning on it, but the Hadleys were like, hey, jump in here. Get your picture.
Yeah, exactly.
So what do you have planned for this year? Or what can you say?
We are bringing back our VIP visits that
okay.
we had done, the
mm-hmm.
magical moments. We didn't do that this year.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd been really well received. And we had a lot of people that were disappointed that we couldn't, but we are bringing that back,
mm-hmm.
which I think will make the kids, you know, super happy.
Sure.
It's just a much more personal, you know, 30-minute visit with, you know, milk and cookies with Santa.
Right,
and
right.
that would be nice. And then we have a few things we're working on, you know, surprises.
You used to have a Christmas in July. Are you planning on that again?
I don't think we're going to do Christmas in July just because things are so tentative and they're honestly, they're very well received and they're really crowded.
Mm-hmm,
So I think we've just decided we're not going to try to make that happen.
Yeah, yeah. And you said there are a few surprises, so I guess you can't tell us, right?
No, I can't. But they'll be out soon. And you know what? Another thing, and this is not Winter Wonderland, but you know, part of what I do is sort of bringing everyone together, and so I do the social media and all. And, but there's still a need for people to have one spot that they go to that they know what's going on.
Right.
As you and I just talked about, there's construction on the square right now that we didn't know is happening tonight. So I'm working with a developer, and we're doing a paperless digital card that scan it with your QR code. So if you scanned my card, it would say Marietta Square, and then it would go into your contacts.
Oh, cool.
And so then if you wanted to know what was going on tonight or whatever,
right.
you just go to your contacts and click Marietta Square, and there we are. And
right.
then the links to all the businesses are there, and then they have their own.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is going to be really huge because I can promote the things on there. You know, when you pull it up, it's going to be more of a page, but it's just email and phone if you want it to be that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the businesses have really responded well to it and are super excited about that. And then the city will be on it and Parks and Rec, and you'll know about the concerts and you'll know about road closures. And I think that's going to be nice for everyone involved.
Yeah. No, that's exciting. It's almost like things are getting back to normal.
Don't even say
it. Don't jinx it.
Don't, no.
Knock on wood.
No. Oh, no. No, and traffic is back to normal. So we're like, you know what?
I know.
COVID's over. I know. Terrible.
That's one of the bad things about everyone coming out of quarantine,
yes.
right?
Yeah. Like, no. They're all out. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining me, Stephanie. Thank you for everything you do for the Artisan Market and Art Walk and Winter Wonderland and the drive-in movies. There's just a ton on your plate, and I don't know how you do it.
Thank you. But it's so fun. I truly enjoy it. It's a great community.
Yeah.
And a great, great group of people.
Yeah. Well, and what you do is really supporting the community and pushing the makers and everyone out to the community.
Oh, well, thank you.
And spreading the word. So I know as one of them, I can certainly appreciate that, and thank you for what
you
do.
Thank you.
So, yes. Yes.
Well, I'll see you tonight, or I saw you Friday night.
Yeah. I saw you Friday night. It was great.
I saw you Friday night.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Katie.
I'm Glenn Drake, owner of Drake Realty and a local realtor for over 28 years in Cobb County. Cobb has always been a special place to me. I've lived here, raised children here, and built a business here. Right now, many of you have a dream to buy or sell or use real estate as a means of investing. Call the team that knows the lay of the land, Drake Realty, turning dreams into reality since 1991. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
Thank you for joining me for the Cobb Life edition of the Marietta Daily Journal podcast from your local news source, the Marietta Daily Journal and MDJ Online. Be sure to pick up a copy of this month's Cobb Life magazine and visit us online for more complete details on the stories we've discussed, plus more stories that affect you and the people of Cobb and surrounding areas. Subscribe and share this podcast to get all the latest hyperlocal updates, plus great stories about what makes living in Cobb so special. Or ask Alexa or Google Home to play the Marietta Daily Journal podcast for you.